Welcome to Kuvera's weekly digest on the most critical developments related to business, finance and the markets. Temper your expectations to avoid disappointment, the wise men and women often remind us. But that still doesn't deter risk-taking investors from jacking up their expectations every now and then. And that's exactly what happened this week. Stock markets rallied this week after the US Federal Reserve raised interest rates by 75 basis points and a contraction in the world's biggest economy for the second quarter in a row fueled expectation of slower monetary tightening in coming months. Dollar weakened, the rupee strengthened, and the Nifty climbed back above 17,000. To be sure, the Fed's hike was widely expected. In fact, some analysts had even predicted a bigger, 100 basis point increase. But a slowing US economy prompted the Fed to stay the course. What cheered investors even further was Fed Chair Jerome Powell's refusal to give any guidance, saying instead that any future rate action will depend on data. Some analysts now expect the Fed to shift its focus from fighting inflation to supporting growth and start cutting rates as early as next year. The Fed move lifted benchmark US indices, including the S&P 500 and the tech-heavy Nasdaq. That, in turn, buoyed investor sentiment across Asia-Pacific including India, where both the BSE Sensex and the NSE Nifty gained more than 2% each during the week. Robust corporate earnings helped, too, from Apple and Amazon in the US to Bajaj Finserv and Bajaj Finance in India. The Bajaj twins, in fact, led market gains this week as they climbed more than 15% each. Talking about expectations, it appears the Indian government might be able to meet or even exceed its expectations of revenue from the 5G auctions. On July 26, the auction for the 5G telecom spectrum kicked off with all the biggies, Reliance Jio, Bharti Airtel and Vodafone Idea, slugging it out. After 4 days and 16 rounds, the government has already received bids worth more than 1.49 trillion rupees. While Jio and Airtel are widely expected to win the biggest share of the airwaves, another curious entrant this time is the Adani Group, which too has put its hat in the ring, albeit only for a sliver of the pie. For now, though, the Adani Group says it is not entering the consumer mobile services segment, and will use the spectrum it wins only for captive purposes. But, never say never, as analysts point out that a decade back, this is how Jio had sought to wet its toes in the Indian telecom market, before it went big and became the biggest mobile operator in the country. So, all the telecom operators will be keenly watching Adani's next move. As shall we. And the government wants to put all that money to good use. This week it unveiled a 1.64 trillion rupees revival package for state-run telecom operator Bharatsan Chinigam Limited, which has been struggling for years now. This comes almost 3 years after the government had announced plans to revive BSNL along with its smaller sibling Mahanagar Telephone Nigam Limited. The four-year turnaround package includes both a cash and a non-cash component. This, the government hopes, will help upgrade BSNL's network to 4G, while also de-stressing its balance sheet. While the bailout package will ensure that at least a few thousand BSNL employees get to keep their jobs, if news reports are to be believed, as many as 1,000 employees at cab aggregator Ola may not be as lucky. This comes as Ola looks to ramp up hiring for the electric mobility business. If the layoffs do come to pass, Ola may need to brace for more public anger. Already, the company has been at the receiving end for delays in deliveries of its electric scooters as well as for faulty batteries, for which it is also one of the companies that has reportedly received a government show cause notice. Even as Ola fights its fires, the news just keeps going from bad to worse for Ajay Singh's SpiceJet. After serving the carrier a show cause notice following a slew of mid-air incidents, the aviation regulator has now asked the airline to operate only half its flights for the next 8 weeks. The Directorate General of Civil Aviation said this week that it was putting the cash-strapped SpiceJet on enhanced surveillance for 8 weeks. It said that SpiceJet will be allowed to scale up its operations only after it can prove that it has sufficient technical support and financial resources to operate at a higher capacity. SpiceJet, for its part, has said that the curtailment will have no impact on its operations as it is anyway operating about 300 flights a week, which is only half the approved number. SpiceJet, though, is not the only major Indian company facing regulatory heat. The Securities and Exchange Board of India has imposed a 60 crore rupee penalty on Relegair Corp Services Limited, brothers Malvinder Singh and Shivinder Singh, former promoters of Fortis Healthcare, and seven others, in the case pertaining to the alleged diversion of funds and money laundering of more than 2,000 crore rupees. The other entities and individuals fined in the case include RHC Holding Private Limited, A1 Book Company Limited, Molive Holdings, Shivi Holdings, ANR Securities, Sunil Godhwani, and Anil Saxena. The Singh brothers, once the poster boys of the Indian pharmaceutical and healthcare industry, have also been barred from dealing in the capital markets for the next 3 years. How the mighty have fallen. Talking of poster boys, Gautam Adani, it seems, is invincible. The Adani Group is planning a 1,500 crore rupee initial public offering for its non-banking finance company Adani Capital by sometime in early 2024. Adani Capital will offer about a 10% stake in IPO and target a valuation of around $2 billion, Managing Director and Chief Executive Officer Gaurav Gupta said in an interview this week. The news of the IPO comes even as Adani has said that his group will be going all out to capture the Indian renewable energy market and pump a whopping $70 billion into the sunrise sector.